Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. It's August 16th, 2022. This is Frederick Penny, your host, and I got my co-host Denise Dirks. I'm sorry, August, what?
6th.
August 6th.
What did I say?
16th.
Oh, well, there's a magical one in front of the 6th. August 6th, 2022, with Todd Cude and Denise Dirks, my co-host, and our producer, Cal Hunter. You know, we're going to have a wonderful show today, I'm excited about it. There's some interesting things to talk about. And you know what? Those of you, by the way, if you want one of our shirts, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, and that is 529-7234, or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, and we'll send you a shirt. And here's the thing, free of charge, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. But here's the reason I say that is because one of the shirts says, when you're tired of politics radio, tune into Radio Law Talk. Because we talk about the law, we like to talk about both sides, but there's definitely some interesting political things going on here that we're going to talk about. Obviously, Alex Jones, and then we've got the issue of Brittany Griner. And, you know, I'm going to wait to talk about this, but my wife, and I love my dear wife, but it's, let's go to China. Let's visit China. Let's go visit part of Russia. Let's visit part of... No.
Negativity.
My wife always gets mad because she wants to go all over the place, and I'm really happy staying in the United States. As imperfect as we are, you know, it's pretty tough in other countries if you get caught doing something, right? And I just... and I do have, by the way, I do know professional athletes that play in China. And I'm not here to rip on China, but I just think with the political things going on, man, just stay home. Stay home. But we're going to talk about that.
Wait, is there no European basketball, Italy, Israel? I mean, are there not options outside of Russia?
No, there are, but it's just what we're going to get into Brittany is she has a team there. She plays for a team, and that's what these athletes do.
Sure.
I know a lot of athletes that play all over the country, all over the world, right? And she just went there to help her team in the playoff game. But you know what? It's with the political climate going on with Russia now and Ukraine, and oh man, you just don't want to get stuck in that. And we'll discuss that when it comes down to what's going on with her case, what we think is going to happen. Talk to some legalities. I tell you, another interesting one that we've been talking about for the past 15 minutes is, and especially Todd Cunin, former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and California, and now does some public defenders stuff and defended those allegedly found liable for crimes, is the Speaker of the House's husband had a DUI in California. And Todd has some interesting spins on what, even Denise brought it up, the family law attorney even thought about it, you know, and she had it nailed when she walked in. She goes, what about this? And I'm like, wow, I didn't think of that. And Todd's like, that's exactly what I was thinking. So hang on. When we talk about that, you're going to find out some really interesting insights about DUIs.
That's true.
Yeah, or some in other states, they call them DWIs. So same thing. We're going to discuss that. And then remember, seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Go ahead and use us when the in-laws start to quote things and they say, when it's the they say. So that's the only thing we care about. Cal, how was your weekend?
It was great the whole week.
I was
out of the state. I was in Utah at a conference I go to every year and loved doing that.
Remember that.
Yep, got to see my daughter and her new home. Got to see my sister and her family and my brother who came in from Wyoming. It was a wonderful time.
Well, let me tell you what's more important than anything about seeing family.
What?
And I saw it. You went to our sponsor, Iceberg Drive-In.
I did.
You went and had a... Where
it was in Syracuse.
Syracuse, Utah.
Yeah, so a brand new, beautiful building.
And you had what? You had a milkshake?
I had a miniature baby cheeseburger and a milkshake and an order of fries.
And the fries are so good.
Oh, they're delicious. And it was enough for Donna and I easily.
I'm telling you, their fries, they've got a coating on it. It's not like a normal fry. It's got like a... I don't know what you want to call it, a coating. So when it's fried, it's got this...
Battered.
Yeah, it's like a batter. It's not a full batter, but like a half batter.
It's something, it's a mild coating, but
yes.
It is actually a coating of delicious, is what it is.
You do not go to the cardiologist after you have that, that's for sure. Yeah. But Denise, I think you have to have one of those sometime if you ever go to one.
Yeah.
Todd, I think, have you been to an Iceberg Drive-In?
I have not, but I have gained weight just watching your videos on Iceberg Drive-In. Yes, I see one of those with the ice cream exceeding the top as if an iceberg was coming out of the water. It exceeds the top of the cup, and you look at it and you go, well, okay,
may as well dive in here.
Well, 1200 calories. It's like one time they actually did a test and I saw it was on the news in California. And they did one of those iceberg. Now, the key of an iceberg milkshake is how thick it is. It's so thick, you can tip it upside down, and it doesn't move, right? And what's weird about it, people are like, well, how does it stay so thick? And people have always wondered this, and I got the secret. Here's the secret of Iceberg Drive-In. And if you don't have an Iceberg Drive-In in your state, you need to call them.
Start
one, because they're looking for franchisees. And by the way, we're allowed to do this. We're pitching. This is one of our – this is just, you know, obviously a sponsor. So but they did it down a water slide. They went down a water slide to see if it would stay upside down. And I remember watching it, and I was there when they were filming it. And the problem was the filming, and it was on the news live. By the time they got out there, and it was hot out. By the time it's like, guys, look, you've been sitting here for 15 minutes out in the sun. The thing's going to melt, of course, you know. And sure enough, it did fall down. But that thing is what's called double cupped. If you get an Iceberg Drive-In milkshake, it's got its cup that it's in, and it sits in another cup. Why do you think, okay.
Do they give sizes in the cup?
Yes, no. The big cup is holding the smaller cup.
But what lettering do they use for the sizes?
I think they're double D's.
Okay.
But anyway, what?
Oh my God!
That's what they call them. The second one. Here we go.
Come on.
Stop and listen to me. This is important. Do you know? Just raise your hand. Why they double cup? Does anybody know that? Todd, stop. Do you know why they double cup?
To hold all the material.
to avoid a sprained wrist? I don't know.
Denise, do you know?
For insulation.
Denise nailed it. So what happens in milkshakes, you don't realize when you get it, because they explained this to me, the CEO told me this. When you get a milkshake, what's the first thing you're doing? You grab it and hold it.
Sure.
And your hand... has got warmth, and it starts to melt it immediately. And when you double cup it, you're holding the outside, and therefore the milkshake stays thick and creamy and good longer.
Hey, maybe I'm just helping you stay warm. Come on, don't hack on me.
So anyway, but that's the double cup. So go get an Iceberg Drive-In. That's exactly what we did. We digress. We're also going to talk about Naomi Judd today, and her will and trust came out, and Denise is going to talk about that. Not anything that we didn't expect, but some interesting things about that. We got to, you know, look, it's... It's like the elephant in the room. We got to talk about Alex Jones. We got to talk about that. And then Brittany Griner, Kevin Spacey, Giuliani. We got golfers suing the PGA. We got a lot of stuff today. So hang on. We're going to be back with a great show. I'm your host, Frederick Penny.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk. And by the way, our Case or No Case also has a sports spin. So you won't want to miss that either. All coming up this hour right here on Radio Law Talk. By the way, streaming free at RadioLawTalk.com should your local station not carry the entire show. So we'll be back in just a little bit. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick Quest Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutting shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quest Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quest Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The Amor Joseph Valley. Is this real life?
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
By the way, Denise, I think we told you that I got 4 points last
five.
Week.
You said five.
Five. I got five and Todd got two. Whatever I said to you. Four. The most famous thing we do on Radio Law Talk is case or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah!
All right, we are not going to start a debate because Muhammad Ali was undoubtedly the greatest boxer of all time. Fox Television agreed, and in producing a promotional announcement for the Super Bowl, they put a bunch of goats together in a promo. Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Willie Mays, Babe Ruth, you name it, every goat they could think of, golfers, Arnold Palmer, and they put him in a quick montage. Ali's attorney saw the promo and asked the champ if he had authorized the use of his image. Ali and his family members thought about it for a little bit and said, well, not that I can think of. And the attorney said, they owe you some money. And Ali said, are you sure? It was a compilation of the greatest of all time, and I think I belong there. What's the problem? The question is, case or no case, Denise Dirks, you get to go first. Welcome to the show, and hi. Welcome to the case or no case.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm back.
Me too.
So this is a case about whether or not Muhammad Ali can collect money for the improper use of his image.
Yes.
Well, now that I've framed the question.
Very nicely. Thank you.
I am going to say that he authorized it. So this is a scenario and not a case.
Okay, very well. Mr. Penny, what say you about the matter of Muhammad Ali vis-a-vis Fox Television?
It's about two words, fair use. Because under the laws, whether or not they can use his likeness or name for certain reasons, like they do that all the time. Documentaries will use celebrities' names if they do a documentary. Generally speaking, they can do that as a fair use. And I'm for a lot of fair use stuff. And I think this is an actual, I know it was a scenario, but I'm trying to think if Muhammad Ali sued. I'm going to say he did sue. And he lost because it's fair use.
Couldn't it also be satire? You know that one exception where you can, like, put, like, since his face was on a goat?
But I remind you, this was a promotional announcement and not a news story. Mr. Kunin, what say you? I just want to clarify this.
A promotional announcement for what?
Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, so, look, you're kind of... Danged if you do, danged if you don't here, because if you don't include Muhammad Ali, there's, well, what about the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali? Then you get in trouble there.
Exactly.
You know, but
editorially, they were hamstrung. Fox was.
Exactly. It also makes me wonder. You know at the end or sometime during the Academy Awards, and they usually do this at the Grammys, they'll have the in memoriam section.
Right.
People that we lost the last year. And every year, there's like, oh, you didn't include so-and-so.
Yeah. They probably didn't give him permission.
And it makes me wonder if it was because, we didn't get permit. They didn't get back to us with the permission. It didn't want to put their name on there. All that said, this may be a scenario, but I don't think it's a case.
Okay.
Don't think it's
well,
a case.
Well, I think each of you has presented a wise argument as to whether the use of Muhammad Ali in the promo was a case or no case. Who said it was a case?
Fred Penny did. I'm going out on a limb.
Oh, wow.
My gosh. I loved her. I relish in my win. Cal, can you please do me a kitty bump? Something about I win or I'm great or something.
We already have this one for you.
Oh. There, that's a good one. All right.
That's a good one. Okay, here's the deal. It was a case, and they settled it out of court, which means that Ali probably just gave him permission and said, listen, I am the greatest of all time.
I agree, so that's 2 points for me, right? Yeah.
I mean, the audacity. Was it defamatory? You called me the greatest of all time.
I would have said he lost. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, because Cal said they probably just let him do it. Ali probably just let him do it because he wanted to be the greatest.
Yeah.
So that would mean that I took
which is what points. I said.
Isn't that, Cal? That means I get 2 points. You're the boss.
You got it right. It was a case, and I mean,
but he lost, is what he said.
Well, it was settled in court.
Do I have to say settled in court?
I don't know who won in the victory.
Case and who wins is what it goes.
All right, so let's give you 1 point. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
And next hour, a hot old time in Coral Gables, Florida.
Ooh.
A hot time in Coral Gables. That's a
hot time.
Denise gives me that look. No, don't worry, Denise.
It's shuffleboards and bookmakers.
That's exactly. Shuffleboard canes and bookmakers.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is... Case or no case.
You know what's sad, Cal? That when you talk about shuffleboards and Florida and retirement communities...
Yeah.
I have a little more sympathy for him than I used to.
I have a lot.
We're getting there, man.
Okay. I went to a Ford dealer when I was in Utah for fun and looked at a new Lincoln Continental.
Oh, you are old if you're going to buy a Continental. If you're looking at a Continental.
The one they did on the Ford Taurus platform. It's a beautiful car.
Oh, my gosh. You know, if you get a Cadillac or you get a Lincoln Continental, you know you're over.
It's Grandma and Grandpa time.
It's Grandma and Grandpa time. Oh, my gosh. Well, look, we said we were going to start talking about this, and we're kind of toward the end of our segment. But Denise, Naomi Judd passes away. It was sad. And her daughters are Ashley and Winona. And Ashley's more of an actress, and Winona is more of the singer with her, right? Is that correct?
Yes. She's married. Winona and Naomi were the team, the
right.
Judds.
And the Judds. And her husband, they'd been married about 30...
Since 1989, about 33 years.
33 years. And that's the stepdad. That's her second marriage.
Yes.
And apparently she wasn't super close. That's Naomi wasn't super close to her husband, ex-husband. So we're going to talk about what happened with the will when it came out. And about the family matters, and Denise is going to opine and talk about a few things that she thinks, so why and what happens in the future. When we come back at Radio Law Talk, join us, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234.
Remember, if your local affiliate does not carry all of Radio Law Talk or does a time shift, you can listen live anytime you want at RadioLawTalk.com at no charge, and you can listen to all previous episodes all free at RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800.
USA Radio News.
New York State health officials have found indications of additional cases of poliovirus in wastewater samples from two different counties, leading them to warn that hundreds of people may be infected with a potentially serious virus. Just 2 weeks ago, the New York Health Department reported the nation's first case of polio in almost a decade. The health department reiterated that it is still investigating the virus's origin, and it is not clear yet whether the infected person in Rockland County was linked to other cases. Officials said the case occurred in a previously healthy young man who was unvaccinated and developed paralysis in their legs. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Down.
Show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
Naomi Judd, Denise, it's, she passed away and she had a will and a trust and supposedly. And what did it say? And why did it not really, it didn't really surprise you, and neither did it really surprise me.
Well, I think most people kind of had the assumption that Naomi would leave everything to her daughter. She has two very famous daughters, Ashley and Winona. And Winona and her and Naomi, they were the team known as the Judds. And they had been, you know, pretty much the head of the country charts, you know, off and on for decades. And at one point, there was a break in their relationship, and it appears it's because Winona found out that she did not have the father she thought she had. Naomi was married previously to a man named Michael Simonella, and Michael is Ashley's father, but he's not Winona's. And when Winona got pregnant and had her first child, that's when she found out that she didn't have the father who she thought was her father growing up. So when she found out who her father was, she set up a time to meet him, and he passed 1 month before she was able to meet him. So it was kind of a little sad thing. So with all of that going on, I think everybody kind of assumed that Naomi was going to at least leave something in her will to her two daughters, or at least one of them. What happens? Naomi has been married to another person for a very long time, like 33 years, since 1989, and she left everything to her husband, which is not abnormal. That's kind of normal. Her husband doesn't have any other children. He identifies as being the father for the two girls, or the two women now. And it's kind of an interesting thing. A lot of people are writing about it, being shocked that it happened and all of that. But Naomi, who was, you know, worth $25 million, I mean, she's just providing for her spouse. It's kind of a normal thing to do.
And besides, what do her kids need? I mean, realistically, isn't part of a will to care for those downstream who may not be able to care for themselves financially? And but they're doing well, aren't they?
Yeah, but Winona probably has an equal amount of money. I'm not sure about Ashley, but she's an Oscar-winning actress, right? Or at least Oscar-nominated.
She is. And you know what? Who's to know? We don't know behind the scenes that Ashley and Winona said, no, give it to Dad.
Very welcome.
Exactly.
Give it to Dad. You know, behind the scenes, they, you know, they probably did discuss it. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, and it wasn't going to make any difference for them anyway. They all shared, lived at different houses on a family ranch.
A compound. But Denise, this was an older will, though. I mean, it wasn't replaced, but it was not something that was done last week. This is fairly old, isn't it?
Yes. I don't think she did it when she was contemplating suicide.
Right. It was several years ago.
Yeah, I think it was, was 2017 it? Was the most recent incarnation of that will.
That's
where
it.
Where they
updated
that,
it.
That they relied on for
the purposes of
yes.
the estate.
Yeah.
Where was the estate? Where do they live? Where did they live?
Tennessee,
is it? I don't know.
I didn't think so.
I'm not sure.
I thought it was Ashland.
I'm looking it up right now because I want to see what... people are like, I know where it is.
I know that recently it's been reported that Winona Judd, at least, has reported that she's expressed disappointment with the will.
Oh.
So there's speculation that she may seek to contest it, and a part of that might be based on you don't know when. I mean, I saw Ashley Judd made a statement that she recognizes now that for her mother's entire life,
yeah.
she was dealing with mental health issues, and now that Ashley's been able to cope with her treatment from her mother because she recognizes that her mother was going through mental health issues all along. And so then you see that, now you see Winona saying, well, wait a second, if you're relying on a 2017 amendment to the will, or that's the version of the will that gets out there, the question is, if she's been dealing with mental health issues all of her life, what was her state in 2017? Now, there are plenty of people that testified that they believed that signed as witnesses, they believe she was of sound mind when she did everything. I mean, all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed as far as the written paperwork
right.
is concerned. But as we all know, there's nothing that you can do to prevent the filing of somebody trying to contest a will based upon things. You might have great ammunition after it's filed to prevail, but it remains to be seen if Winona will do that, although it is reported she wasn't happy. So
interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why she would take that position, though. I mean, I kind of feel like it's just papers.
Well, it's her mother, Denise. I mean, the reason is it's her mom, and she probably believes there's some affection due there, and since she's no longer there, that affection is represented by material goods. It's just my own opinion.
You know, it seemed like Naomi always had trouble getting along with both the girls at the same time. As I'm recalling, you know, there are periods that she was really not speaking with Ashley, and then there were periods that her and Winona broke up, and they didn't talk for a long time.
It was a high-drama environment.
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's what Ashley finally has come to terms with, and I hope Winona doesn't hold out because of money. I hope it's, you know, I hope she sees, you know, the problems in the past are probably more likely mental illness, and that she can come to terms with that.
And I should also state
and no, but nobody disputes that the husband is a great husband.
Yeah.
They were married for 33 years.
In the same reports that I saw that Winona was happy, quotes attributable to Ashley Judd are that she's fine with the way that it was. And it also may have to do with, I mean, look, Winona and her mom, they toured
connected.
Together.
Yeah,
they were musically connected, so that might also have some play.
Right, and they co-owned the Judds.
Yeah.
They co-owned the Judds with their initial producer, the one that discovered them, and he helped produce all their records, albums, and he also helped to write some of the songs. And maybe that's what Winona's upset about, because now, where it used to be maybe a two-third decision, you know, and they had the majority, now she doesn't have that. It's him and Winona together. And maybe that's part of that equation, is she's a little worried about what's going to happen to their, you know, their music.
And her, like you said, the voting power now she has or does not have. We don't know the facts, but you're right. Now the stepdad is now has a say in what's happening with the Judds, right? Because now he's going to own a part of it, where before it was just supposedly.
I don't actually know the answer to that.
I don't know. That's what
I'm saying.
Because
the will, I don't think, addressed the music.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that. Here's the interesting
thing. Let me look that
up. Live on a 1,000-acre farm in Tennessee. So that's a beautiful. I looked at some pictures. It's a beautiful farm out in Tennessee. But, yeah, what happens now? You know, what happens to the farm? Do they all stay there and live there, or do they sell it? But that's pretty cool. They all live on a – I try to get my kids all to live by me, but, you know, a lot of them are pretty smart, especially my daughter-in-laws and stuff. And like, yeah, that's a hard pass.
And my kids say, are you kidding me? Why would we want to – we want to step out on our own and do better than you, Dad, and I think that's great.
You know, Mom and Dad's normally, though, we like them close by. So, anyway, we'll see what happens. I'm sure there might be a little bit of a few more – I'm not going to say the word fallout, but there might be some issues if – Winona comes out and says, this is not exactly what I thought. You usually know, if you're that close touring, you generally know what's in the will, right? You're going to be, a lot of times the kids are involved in discussing it, especially if they're adult kids, but not all the time, so we'll have to see what happens. You know, the gorilla in the room is Alex Jones. And I'm going to, let's talk about Alex Jones a little bit. Well, you have to. There's so much going on in the news. One of my partners out of Texas, he's in Austin. He's my partner in a firm, and he said, Fred, you got to talk about Alex Jones. I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. But because by the way, Alex Jones, I saw a picture he had as he was walking in the courtroom. I believe I remember seeing he had tape over his mouth said censorship. You know, so that's even though. Some things he said were a little bizarre, but whatever. This is what it comes down to, and this is why it's important to me to discuss, is a weird and interesting thing of saying, we talk about defamation, right? And we talk about, on a bizarre case, of a guy saying something on his radio station, that doesn't really fit in the definition of, you know, defamation, like a Johnny Depp case, right? And yet he's found the plaintiffs prevail. We're going to talk about prevailing and what happens next with these verdicts. But the interesting thing is, how does that factor in a case like this? And it's the same basic arguments as, you know, Amber Heard case and this case. So we're going to talk about it when we come back.
A lot of people talking about that case and the stunning victory. And we'll have more discussion on that. The Alex Jones case on Radio Law Talk coming right up right here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Listening to Radio Law Talk.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. I'm mean at this time.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
You know what's interesting is I love Cal's, you on that one that he plays with the kitty bumps. You can hear him giggling in the background. I love that. I love it because he recorded that. Alex Jones. So this all stems around, this is a Texas jury about the Sandy Hook, was it the largest, I'm going to call it murder of children at a school in the history of the United States?
Sandy Hook going into the elementary school in Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut.
Yes, Connecticut.
And, what was it, 21 people dead, combination of children and educators as a result. And
right.
Alex Jones, on his radio show, it was InfoWars, is his radio show, had claimed for several years that the whole thing was a hoax. And
it was conspiracy by the government.
Yes, the evidence notwithstanding to the contrary. He claimed it was a hoax to try to curtail gun rights. And finally he got sued for that by the parents of one of the six-year-old victims. And that trial was what was going on in Texas for the last couple of weeks. And
it was a jury trial.
That's right.
And the jury not only had to decide whether or not he caused the defamation or damages, but they also had to decide punitives.
Okay, stop there. Let's describe what they argued, why it was defamation.
Why was it defamation?
So it was defamation. So the parents of the six-year-old
argued
that they were defamed by Alex Jones' statements, because essentially Alex Jones saying that it was a hoax is calling the parents of the six-year-old liars for saying that their child was killed. And they also sued for intentional infliction of emotional distress because he continued to do that. And one of the things in a defamation case is you have, was the statement untrue? You also have to prove some sort of damages, although in this case might have been per se damages. But the evidence from the parents was that after Jones kept harping on this, calling it a hoax on a show, that the parents received death threats for years from ardent followers of Alex Jones' radio show. So they were incurring additional damages ongoing because he kept spouting this narrative. And
that, I would say that's big damages.
Oh, yeah. No, they found him. The plaintiffs won in this Texas jury and awarded him $4 million, awarded the family $4 million in damages. But then they had to review and think about what the amount of punitive damages
was. Yeah, or what. Is punitive damages appropriate? They
right.
at least get to that. And in order to have punitive damages, they have to find that he knew it was true when he said it was false, and malice, and he did this with malice.
Right. And so let me back up. So the case in the $4 million, the parents sought or asked for $150 million, and Jones asked for $8, $1 for every compensation charge that they were asked, and Jones himself basically testified that anything over $2 million was gonna damage him, right? But go ahead. So that happens, and you know, his whole argument was my understanding. By the way, I've never listened to the guy. I don't know his. I know he was super popular and did financially pretty well as a talk show host. Nothing like as great as Radio Law Talk is, but
not even in the lead.
Nobody is. Other than the alien shows are pretty dang good. Anyway, he said $2 million is going to sink him, and he's saying that look, this was for the government to have gun control over us, and that's what was, I guess, his kind of his argument, right?
It was, and you know, the $8 argument, that was the argument that his attorney made to the jury. Limit the debt. Now let's just think about that for a second. Here, your client has already admitted during the course of the trial that he that the attacks were real, and that he was wrong to have lied about them, which is an admission that he lied about the whether it was a hoax or not. And I question the judgment of an attorney, given those facts that came out at trial, to go before a jury and make, in my opinion, an absolutely ridiculous request after hearing everything that's gone on and saying, well, why don't you just award them $8? $1 for each. I mean, I would rather have my attorney say nothing than to say that,
right.
which
right.
is just ridiculously insulting. Inflammatory and insulting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that attorney did other things, too.
Yeah.
You know, Alex on the stand, and he says, you know, I didn't profit from this. I produced all the emails I was supposed to produce. And on cross-examination, the plaintiff's attorney had emails that Alex Jones' attorneys accidentally released, and they showed that he had profited $18 million off of this topic right. of a hoax, and that he had money. And he was claiming that he didn't have money, and the judge had admonished him in advance, him meaning Jones, in advance, you can't say you're broke. You can't say you don't have money, because that is not true.
$75 million a year about.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly.
that right?
Is he making $75 million
yes.
a year?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And one email that he had that the attorneys released showed he had made, on this issue alone, $18 million.
So here's the thing that's interesting. We talked about behind the scenes. Fred Penny is a plaintiff's lawyer. I've been around the block a few times. There was a time, and I will never forget this, where in a case, the other side, not us, accidentally released, I'm going to say, a little bit damning, not totally damning, but some damning information that was attorney-client that accidentally got sent to us, just like that happens. And you really have to disclose that because it's attorney-client privilege to them, to the judge. And the judge, I remember the judge said, no, that's not, you can't bring that up. That's inadmissible. Just, and so, which I think the judge did the right thing, to be honest with you. I mean, that was a pure accident. When it is, you know, attorney-client privilege and it accidentally, nowadays, that's what happens with emails. It attached somehow. And so the judge said, threw it out and says, you can't use that.
Right. Which is why I was surprised.
I'm shocked.
That they could use his emails that his attorneys released by accident.
Yeah.
But, I don't know that they were necessarily directed to the attorneys. So it could have been that it was an attorney-client privilege.
Right.
But it probably did not fall within. Well, it sounds like it fell right within discovery.
I don't know.
That should have been, you know, asked for or whatever. But I love that part. I thought that was fun. Yeah.
But if it's between an attorney and their client, it should be, okay, it accidentally went, you know, throw that out, or you can't ask about those.
Yeah, unless it's an action against the attorney.
Yeah.
I did have a case, this is when I was doing civil litigation, where these farmers, small little ranch farmers, right, they had to file for bankruptcy, and the bankruptcy court said that they committed fraud. And they sued their previous attorney, and I was involved in that suit, and I go to San Francisco, and literally there are boxes all the way in this room. The whole room is just full of boxes, and I had to look through every single one. It took me 3 days, but I found it. And the attorney, he was a junior partner, too, in a big, powerful firm in San Francisco. He had sent all of these. I declared a penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of California to the clients, just blank forms, and had him sign a bunch of them. And then he attached them to different things in the bankruptcy court. Got him. We got him. It took me a long time to find that, but I found it.
That's like a declaration equivalent of a blank check.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, how can they pin the fraud on the clients with their being asked to sign
blank,
you know,
stuff.
Things under declarations.
Jumping back to Jones, so recently, that's okay. We want to jump back before we're about ready to end the hour. What happens? The punitive damages come down. $45 million.
That's right.
Yes.
$45 million in punitive damages. I'm going to bring this up, guys. No matter what you think, this is one person that sued. There's a lot more people that can bring lawsuits. There's not going to be enough money to go around.
So the idea of even stupid thoughts being protected speech did not apply in this case. Am I missing something here on the First Amendment side?
It was intentional.
It was an intentional act, and he
to harm.
Knew
okay,
it to
okay.
be
to harm.
Not
yeah.
true.
And it wasn't like one time, Cal. He accidentally said it. This was nonstop. This was for
he made $18 million off this topic.
He made a living off of it.
Well, how long was it? Did he do it for a year? I don't know.
It was 2 or 3 years.
Probably until he got a cease and desist in a lawsuit.
He
continued to harp on it.
All right, we're going to be back next hour. We got a lot more to talk about.
Hour number two of Radio Law Talk is coming up right here, either live on your local stations or on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.